Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we shine a light on a wife, a mother, and a fighter named Savannah Butler. Savannah is a mom of five who first battled Ewing sarcoma in 2020, and she went through chemotherapy and radiation and fought her way forward. Recently, new symptoms led her to the emergency room, and tests revealed something no family ever wants to hear. The cancer has returned, and this time it's stage four and more aggressive. Traditional treatments are not going to work, and Savannah now faces trips to Vanderbilt and Houston to explore a clinical trial that may offer hope. Her friends and coworkers have stepped forward to support her, and one of those friends joins me today, nurse practitioner Ty Hutt. She's here to share Savannah's story, the journey ahead, and how the community can help lift this family up during a very difficult season. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ty.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate everything you do for the community, and this time of year, it means a lot, so thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me and sharing about your friend. For listeners who may not know about Savannah, can you start by telling us what kind of person she is, a mom, coworker, friend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I grew up here in Limestone County, lived away in Tuscaloosa for a good while, but I've been back working locally with Dr. Belinda Maples at Athens Primary Care here in town, and I got to know Savannah over the past year. She's one of our medical assistants. Prior to coming on board with us at Athens Primary Care, she was a medical tech. She was a unit secretary at Athens Limestone Hospital. Well loved, as I've come to know, by her patients and all, and anyone that knew her. She is just a really outstanding person. You know, before I really dove in and got to know her closely, you know, just most recently we've talked about, you know, her past and things she's done. She's actually a Marine veteran. She served in the Marines 2012 to 2015. That always kind of strikes me, you know, very importantly, when not only veterans, but, you know, women serve in the military and then come back and be such a vital part of the community and serving people. She often, you know, has stories of patients that have not only she's taken care of in the hospital, but have come back to primary care for her to help in the office as well. So we're very pleased and very lucky to have her. She's a humble person. She hasn't asked for anything. She's actually working today. She went to Vanderbilt yesterday and was given, you know, some options. She's just kind of putting the pieces together right now with a local oncologist to see, you know, where she needs to go. She's going to MD Anderson in Houston next week. She'll have to stay there 5 days, undergo some pretty extensive testing, another PET scan, and then they're going to kind of look at what Vanderbilt had to offer and then put together a treatment plan. So she's continuing to work. I've not seen her shed a tear. She's a real tough girl. She has a supportive family. As we mentioned, she does have a large family. She has five children, five boys. She's broken the news to them. And of course, you know, this time of year is, you know, really difficult for most of us anyway, busy and, you know, with the holidays and such. And so as a coworker, many of us in the office just decided to try to do something to help her and ease the financial burden and the trips to Houston, the trips to Vandy. So that's kind of where we are. She's got a very positive outlook. She is continuing to, you know, press on and work and take care of herself and do the things that she needs to do. And we just hope that the community can come together, pray for her. If you are in any position to help financially with her GoFundMe, that also is a huge help right now.
You were there when she was first diagnosed as far as being a friend of hers in 2020?
I was not. She actually, I started at Athens Primary Care in 2021. And so she came on within the past year with us. She had worked with Dr. Maples in the hospital. So no, I was not there, but we were all well aware of her frequent follow-up and treatments. And so this has kind of come back as a surprise this time.
Do you know what those early signs were for her cancer coming back this time, what she was experiencing?
Yes. So she has Ewing's sarcoma, which is a very rare, aggressive type of cancer, and typically it affects children and young adults in their early 20s. She was around 26, I think, when she was first diagnosed, and she has been clear of cancer, doing every 3 month CT scans and things for over the past 4.5 years. But she developed shortness of breath several months ago, I believe, and went to the emergency room, and that's where they found a nodule or something in her right lung. And so she followed up with her local oncologist, and, you know, from there they decided that it was much more concerning than what they originally thought. So a PET scan confirmed that, and that's where she's gone from there. So
what makes this reoccurrence different or more aggressive than before?
Well, from what she's told me, her local oncologist basically has not had a lot of cases of adults her age. She's 31 now, and it's very rare for someone in their 30s to have this. And, you know, as well as it was rare for her to have it at age 26, it's even more rare for it to recur and come back in her 30s. So that's kind of where the challenge is, I think.
Now, as you mentioned, you and others have stepped in to create a GoFundMe. What prompted that launch again for the fundraiser? How did you all come together and say this is the best route to go?
Yeah, so you know, in the office, we're a really close-knit team, and you know, just knowing Savannah and knowing, you know, her family situation, she has a large family, and knowing how hard she works, she, like I said, she's got the out-of-pocket expenses for Vanderbilt, MD Anderson, being told that local treatment here may not be the best option to start with. So, you know, we just said the best thing that could probably help at this point is financial help with gas, lodging. You know, I know they have options at local hotels and things, but she still does have to pay out of pocket for those things. So
for someone listening who might be able to make a small donation. What do you think that means to Savannah and her family?
Oh, I can't tell you how appreciative she is for us just even starting the GoFundMe. I spoke with her last night when she got home from Vanderbilt. She was actually out buying her youngest some shoes because she said he loves Crocs. And she said, well, it's too cold for Crocs. So she was out shopping and had done a lot of things yesterday, even coming home from all of her appointments at Vandy. So, you know, I think anything that could just soften the burden and ease her way through these initial days until she can get her feet on the ground and up under her, you know, receiving this devastating news this time of year, I think the first thing we can do is help her financially.
Savannah's friends have mentioned faith as a source of strength for her. What have you seen, or how have you seen faith play a role in her journey so far?
Oh, yeah. So Savannah, she's active in her church. She lives in Rogersville. She grew up in Decatur. She lives in Rogersville now. She's very active in church, and she is a Christian person that has huge faith. I spoke with her a few days ago in the office, and, you know, she basically just told me, again, not shedding a tear. She said, you know, God has a plan. And she said, I've sat down with my children and told them that, you know, this is where we are. And, you know, we're going to fight this. We're going to pray about it. But ultimately, God has a plan for my life, and I'm going to trust his plan. And so she is a woman of faith. Her family's people of faith. We're leaning on that. We're praying for her. And, you know, her strength and her courage go a very, very long way in this.
How has the GoFundMe done so far?
So I think several hundred dollars thus far have been raised. You know, my coworker, Dawn Morris, she's a local nurse practitioner here with me. She is actually the one that started the GoFundMe. She's managing that. She is in direct communication with Savannah to see where her immediate needs are. And the last week we checked, it was several hundred dollars. And I believe we've just set a, you know, initial goal for about $10,000.
Are there other ways that people can donate, Venmo or Cash App or any other setup, or somebody could bring a check somewhere?
Yes, yes. Actually, I could provide you with Dawn Morris's Venmo, who is actually managing the GoFundMe, or mine, whatever's convenient. Athens Primary Care Associates here in town. We're kind of in between the Wellness Center and the hospital, 1200 a 101 Fitness Way, Suite 1200. Anyone could drop off donations there. I know our patients have, you know, I'm not sure how many people actually know at this point because it's so early, but several patients have reached out and asked how they could help. So you could drop donations or, you know, things like that, gift cards, anything that you feel comfortable doing.
If you would like to support at the GoFundMe, you can go to GoFundMe.com and you can search Support Savannah's Fight Against Stage 4 Sarcoma. Savannah is spelled S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H. That's Support Savannah's Fight Against Stage 4 Sarcoma at GoFundMe.com. And Ty Hutt, is there a message that you would like to share with Savannah if she's listening?
Yeah, so I just like to tell Savannah, you know, I am in awe of her strength. Not just with this, but in her everyday life, you know, she has so many goals and aspirations as far as, you know, her career in the medical field. I've been in the medical field 30 years, and, you know, she struck me as someone who absolutely was in the place that she should be, serving people and helping others. I just want her to know that this community is behind her. We're praying for her. You know, we are appreciative of everything she's done for the people of this town, and we're here to support her anyway, personally, financially, and faithfully.
Ty, I want to say thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Savannah Butler and her story. As you've learned here listening today, Savannah has a renewed fight against rare and aggressive cancer, and she's a mother of five. She's a devoted wife, a strong friend, and someone who needs support and prayers right now during this difficult time. And I know the community can come together to support Savannah. So thank you again, Ty Hutt, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have musician, singer, songwriter, Sammy Sadler. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life.
Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best.
We're back today on The Mark White Show. We're joined by a country artist whose voice and story have left a lasting mark on the music industry. Sammy Sadler is back with a brand new music video for his latest single, I Can't Get Close Enough. And if that sounds familiar, it's a powerful rendition of the Exile classic. The video, filmed by Studio Dunlap, premiered digitally on My Kind of Country and is now premiering on Heartland Television's Country Music Today. It also features special appearances from Sonny LaMare, J.P. Pennington, and Les Taylor of Exile, the writers and original performers of the song. Sammy has walked through a remarkable road, from early chart success in the 80s and 90s, to surviving the tragic Murder on Music Row shooting, to rebuilding his career with determination and heart. He's now touring select dates on the Hits and History Tour with hit songwriter Dave Gibson and is featured in Forbes magazine as his story continues to unfold. Sammy Sadler, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Mark, it's so good to meet with you, man. Thank you guys for having us on with you today.
Let's talk about the Hits and History Tour and Dave Gibson and being featured in Forbes magazine and all these things that continue to unfold in your story.
Well, yeah, you know, man, it's been a crazy ride for me. That's one for sure, you know, and we're just thankful to still be in country music and pursuing a career we started so long ago, and we're going to be coming out doing shows this year. I'll be doing shows on my own, and I'll also be doing shows with Dave Gibson, as you mentioned. You know, Dave was a part of the hit group, the Gibson Miller Band, back in the early 90s. They won Academy of Country Music's Group of the Year in 1994, and then Blue Miller ended up passing away, and Dave has written some of the most iconic songs in country music in the 80s and 90s, and Jukebox in My Mind for Alabama, If It Don't Come Easy for Tanya Tucker, Ships That Don't Come In for Joe Diffie, it just goes on and on of some of the iconic records that, that Dave has written. And it's kind of ironic, whenever I first got my record deal and first moved to Nashville back in the 80s, we were looking for songs. And one of the publishing companies called over to our record company and said, man, we got a cassette ready for Sammy to listen to for some songs. And I went over there, and I don't remember if I rang a doorbell back then or had to knock on the door, but the door opened up, and here was this guy standing there. I'll never forget. He had long hair and a beard. And I said, I'm Sammy Sadler. I've come over here to pick up a tape. He said, well, come on in. I'm Dave Gibson. So Dave's one of the first guys that I met back in the late 80s when I got my record deal. And then here we are today, going to be touring together and doing some things together. So it's just kind of a complete circles came around there, so to speak.
What made you want to do I Can't Get Close Enough, this song by Exile? It was an amazing hit by them as well.
Man, I tell you, I've loved Exile ever since I can remember. And I remember just falling in love with this song when it came out. I think it was the number one record for those guys back in 1987. And that is a song that I open all of my shows to, as long as I've been out touring and as long as I've been in the business. I always open my show with I Can't Get Close Enough. It's just a song that I just fell in love with. And it's just one of my favorite Exile songs. And I just reached back and wanted to pull it out and redo it and bring it to a new audience. And then to have JP and Sonny and Les to come in and sing with me on the record, I'm just so humbled and so grateful for those guys lending their iconic talents and voices to this record.
Absolutely. I know that was a big honor to have them join in and be part of that.
Absolutely.
What was the vision behind bringing this one to life visually?
Well, you know, I kind of leave that up to my producers and stuff to write out the storyboard on it. And we shot it there in Dunlap, Tennessee. And my good friend Cody McCarver produced it and directed it. And I feel like it turned out great. And we're getting good reviews and good feedback off of it. So I hope that whoever will listen to it, if you don't know about Exile or the group Exile, that it'll bring back not only a rendition of what I'm doing, but they'll go back and maybe look up the song and see Exile's version of it, because it's just a great song. And I think we did a good job on it, and I think we might have captured some magic on it.
And Sammy, at the start, I mentioned a couple of those really great remarks about the release from critics, and they're calling your vocals outstanding and saying your voice has never sounded better. How does that feedback feel to you at this point in your career?
Well, you know, Mark, man, I feel like I'm singing better than ever, than I ever have. And I'm just thankful that God's given me a voice and a talent, and that my voice is holding up. And we're still out here going after a career we started so long ago. And I feel like my voice is better than ever and sounding better than ever. And I'm just so grateful for the critics that have liked it and gave us feedback on it. I'm glad that they like it. And, I thank them so much, and it's so humbling, you never know what somebody's going to say or what somebody's going to say about your music. But the guys that have listened to it and the guys that gave us their feedback on it, I want to thank them, and I want to let them know that I really appreciate it.
You've said before, Sammy, that country music has been your biggest passion since childhood. What would you say caused that trigger, that passion for country music?
You know, I don't know. My mom and dad said when I was just a little kid, I'd pull myself up to the stereo player and sit there and dance along with the music that was playing. And I guess early on in my life, you know, I fell in love with Elvis Presley's music, and Elvis was a big influence on my life and my career. And as I got a little older and got into middle school and started growing some, I started listening to, I heard some songs and records by Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and George Jones and Marty Robbins. And I just fell in love with country music, and I've been in love with it ever since.
And your story is one of the most compelling in country music, because your early chart success, surviving the shooting that took Kevin Hughes' life, how did that shape you as an artist and as a man going through that experience?
Well, you know, I was 21 years old when that happened to us. And then Kevin, I think, was 24. And, you know, it's one of the darkest places in my life that I've ever been. You know, the murder on Music Row that happened to me and Kevin, and Kevin losing his life. You know, that's a, that's just a part of my life and a part of who I am. You know, I can't change what's happened, but you know, that's the old Sammy Sadler. The new Sammy Sadler's here. We're back with brand new music. We've never left the music business, Mark. We've always continued to try to thrive in this business. And I'm just thankful that God thought enough of me and spared my life. And I'm still here pursuing a career that we started so long ago. And, you know, all I can say is that God is the one that sustained me through it all. He's had his hand on me and he's been carrying me. And I'm just thankful that I'm still here and I'm still alive and pursuing what I started so long ago.
And that's how you feel that you came back with renewed voice and purpose?
I just feel like, you know, that God definitely has had a plan for me and, you know, why things happen. Everything happens in God's time. And I'm just thankful that I'm still here and that I'm still alive and I'm in pretty good health and I think I'm singing better than ever. And, you know, that's just a part of my life. If anybody wants to know about it, you can go get a copy of my book, A Hit with a Bullet, and learn and read through my life. I just told the story through my eyes of what I lived through. But we've never gave up on country music. We've never gave up on our career. And we're still out here singing and we're still out here doing what we love to do. And I hope everybody will give us the opportunity to share our music with everybody. And hopefully it'll resonate with the fans.
And there are a lot of people, as you know, Sammy, who have big dreams of being in the music industry. They put in the time, they put in the work, the dedication. Not everybody gets to follow through with that dream and have it come to fruition. So what kept you in the early years believing in your dream to keep pursuing and to find success in the music business?
Well, you know, this is the way I feel about things, Mark. You know, success is compared on a lot of different levels. And all I can tell people out there, whatever you are wanting to do, whatever you're wanting to pursue, whether it's music or whatever it may be, just never give up on yourself. There's going to be a lot of no's. There's going to be a lot of turn downs, but there's going to be somebody somewhere that's going to say yes, and somebody is going to get what you're doing. And the main thing is just never give up on yourself. Know that you're not alone. God is always with you. Believe in yourself and believe what you're doing. And, you know, everything, there's a lot of things in life that come with challenges. You know, I don't know what somebody's going through out there. Mine was a bullet, but I just want you to know that whatever it is, God's with you and you're not alone. And all you got to do is turn to him and call on him and he'll bring you through whatever you're going through.
You've released several well-received projects over the years, and this includes your album 1989. How does this new music build on the path that you feel like you've been carving?
Well, you know, the music that I cut, obviously it's got to be something that touches me and it's got to be something that moves me. I can't record something or do something that's not me. I feel like that, you know, my audience and everybody will see right through that. So for me to cut a song, for me to do a song in my show, it's got to touch me and it's got to move me, or I can't record it and I won't put it in my show. So that's what I look for. You know, I know a lot of people out here, they want to write everything and produce everything. And I'm not like that. I mean, I'm not a writer. I can write some, but I try to find the best songs and the best material that I can find to record and put on a project, but there's so many great songwriters out here. To me, I'm just going to try to find what fits me, what moves me and what touches me. And hopefully it'll make one of the top 10 or 11 songs that we put on the album. And that's kind of how I base what I record and what I do is how it touches me and how it moves me.
You were talking about doing shows with Dave Gibson on the Hits and History Tour. What has that experience been like for you so far?
Well, you know, we just put this together not too long ago. We did a show in Nashville at Chiefs on Broadway in August. That was really our first show that we've done so far with it. But we're going to be bringing that out in 2026 called the Hits and History Tour with me and Dave Gibson. And, you know, if you want to hear some of the iconic songs and country music and hear the man who put the pen to it and wrote them, come see this show and he'll tell you the stories behind those songs, as well as you're going to hear me telling my journey and my story of what I've gone through, and you're going to hear me doing some songs from the 80s and 90s, and then you're going to be hearing me do some of my originals off of my albums and the things that we've got out. And I think it's going to be a good mixture of music and a good little bit of history if you want to know some of the things that's gone on besides some of the songs and some of our careers.
One of the things I like to do in my show, Sammy, is ask people who impacted, influenced their life. And you mentioned your parents when you were growing up and how they related to you or relayed to you your love of country music. Who are some people that early on you would say impacted you to get you on a path that put you where you are today?
Well, obviously my mom and dad have been my biggest supporters, and they were there for me and took me around a lot of the Opry's, and I ended up getting to play the Louisiana Hayride twice. And my mom was working at a bank at one time in her life, and she'd come in one day and she said, this is when I was very young and wanting to do music. And she goes, I met a lady today that I work with, didn't even know it. Her name is Ruby Allman, and said they call her Chubb. And I told her about you, and she wants you to come over to her house. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know anything about her at all. But to make a long story short, I went over there and met Chubb and met with her at her house. And come to find out, she was 5 times world champion fiddle player. She played on the Grand Ole Opry. She played with Dolly Parton. And she wrote Dottie West first number one record called Reno, and she wrote for Acuff and Rose. And I went over there and sat down and played some songs with her that day. And she said, Sammy, she goes, I really believe that you've got a natural born talent, and it's something that you really should pursue. And that just kind of lit a fire in me, Mark. And I guess Chubb and my parents and Elvis Presley were big influences in my music.
And Sammy, I want my listeners to be able to follow your journey. So where do you send them? Where do you want them to go to find out more about Sammy Sadler?
Well, you can go to my official Facebook. It's Sammy Sadler Official. If you go to the one with the blue check, that is not me. That account had been hacked, and I can't do anything about it. I've lost nearly 17,000 followers because of that. But on my blue check mark is not me. Go to Sammy Sadler Official on Facebook. You can keep with me on TikTok, Instagram, and my website is www.sammysadler.com.
S-A-D-L-E-R for those who need help with the spelling, and Sammy is S-A-M-M-Y. Sammy Sadler, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. It's been a real pleasure to have you here talking to me today.
Mark, it's been my pleasure, man. Thank you for giving me a voice and giving my music and my story a voice. I appreciate you guys, and if we can do anything for you, please let us know. We'd love to come play around your hometown. So if anybody would love to see us, to bring our show to you, please keep us in mind. We'd love to come and sing for you and say hello to you.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Sammy. Take care and have a great Christmas.
You too, my friend.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by Sammy's story today and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also go ahead and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.